Welcome to the GB&I podcast.
Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, relevant, Christ-centred organisation effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. I really hope you enjoy listening to this episode. Psalm 66 verse reads, "Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name." This psalm right now has been a real encouragement, comfort and blessing to read. In my Bible, this psalm is titled, "How Awesome Are Your Deeds." I've read the whole psalm, but especially the first four verses, over and over. Every time, I keep reaching the same conclusion. God is worth it. He is most definitely worthy of my praise, my singing, and my life in worship. Like me, I'm sure that you know that it's easy to be distracted chasing the latest facts and figures of this pandemic, or to be caught up in the fear of the future, or to stick on Netflix to try and ignore what's happening right now. I don't know what your life looks like right now, but you might be really affected by everything that's happening. Your plans might have been shattered, postponed, or a lot less certain. But there is one thing that we can know for sure. According to Psalm 66, our God is the same God. He is the God of awesome deeds. And right now, his deeds might seem really different from the actions that we choose, but Psalm 66 tells us that God is a God who acts in real time to save his people and set them free from sin and slavery. Just look at how the songwriter reflects on Moses, the Israelites, and the Exodus. They went through the sea in verse 6. They endured great testing, verse 10. They suffered through isolation in prison, verse 11. And they were trampled down by their enemies. Why does the songwriter look back at the past? He knows that this God is the same God who hears him when he prays, in verse 16 to 20. So just like the songwriter, we can look back to the past. We can look back to the moment in history when Jesus went through the sea of God's anger for us and endured great testing for us and suffered isolation and betrayal for us and was trampled down by his enemies, people like us, for us. Because of Jesus, we know that God has not left us on our own. This same God who has saved us from our sin and carried us through all our past trials and tribulations is the one who will sustain us in these scary times. Lockdown is hard, but it has also been good. Maybe like me, you have enjoyed slowing down, intentionally talking to friends on video calls and enjoying creation and our once a day exercise. Hopefully, though, this weird stretch of time will be used to focus our attention on God. He is due all glory, praise, thanks, and honour simply for being God. And he has poured out so many blessings on us. So today, I encourage you to think about God and his blessing and trust that he really is the God of awesome deeds. Look to Jesus and trust that he is worthy of all praise.
We would love it if you could share this podcast with others. If you would like to find out more about GB, check out our website, gbni.co.uk. You can also keep up to date with us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.